Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Axel Pedersen and Mount Manson, directors of The Real Estate, screening here in competition. First of all, how would you describe the film? Is it an anti-heroine journey?
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, the journey and the ride, I think, has been very important for us to do a portrait, to be really, really with someone through an emotional journey, yes. And she's a hero. She's a hero, of course. And maybe even an anti-hero, yes.
And go wild. Yeah. And just, you know, explore new territories and just, yeah, go crazy with it, you know, and see where it ends up. I mean, it was wild for us too, making it.
How did you start? How did you become fascinated with this story? I mean, so why this story and why together?
We wanted to work together again, and we sat down and we realized that Leonor was like our common point, and we both had a dream of doing a film with her, and then we said, why not do it together?
We knew she was brilliant, yeah. Right? I mean, we had got a feel for that, but she had never been like a main character. She'd never had her full
potential.
Yeah, realized. So we just wanted to go there.
My feeling while watching the film was that there would be no film without Leonor.
No. It's written for her. The character is pissed off. She's sexy and she's funny at the same time.
And pretty lost, too.
And pretty lost on top of everything.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. And we knew that she could make that character crazy interesting.
But it's for her. You're absolutely right. It would be no film without her. She is...
Well, I couldn't even picture the usual, you know, American actress to play a part.
Meryl Streep couldn't pull this off. No, she could not. For the American remake, I don't know. They're going to have problems.
Now, I'm saying that because sometimes there are so many good European films that get remade by Americans. But in this case, I couldn't think of an American actress that could play a part. Even though I felt like she was spoiled and not really doing the best thing, it was really hard for me not to empathize with her. You know, so how did you conceive this character?
That's people, and most people are spoiled, no? At least where I'm from. Good, responsible people, very few, I know.
But I mean, I think it's going to come down very much to who you are, you know, as an individual watching this, whether you can somehow relate to something in here, or if you're just disgusted and you're scared and, you know, it's too grotesque. But I mean, the whole point is that it's grotesque, because this housing real estate world is, you know, she has to be even more crazy to survive.
Well, it is grotesque, it is surreal, but at the same time, we're also talking about something that is very real, that is the real estate situation in Sweden, as the title suggests. How did you combine the two things and why?
Because we wanted to shoot in Stockholm, and we wanted to work together, and we wanted to do a film with Leonor, and Stockholm, it was...
It's real, but it's surreal. I mean, it's... But so is this industry and the real estate business. We were talking. You have to wait 30 years to rent, to be able to rent an apartment in Stockholm. You know, where do you have that situation? You know, in other cities, you just go down the street and you take a little paper and you call someone and you try to find. You know, it might be small, or whatever, but you can find something. You can't find anything in Stockholm. Doesn't work.
I was thinking that the film comes in a moment when there are finally so many films with strong female characters. Is that something you were always planning to do, or it just happened?
It just happened. I mean, she happened to be a woman, but I think for us it's just extremely interesting person that can perform and create an extremely interesting character. So she could be a dog for all I care, but she's a great woman, and she's maybe the strongest woman. Who knows?
She's our little Wonder Woman, you know. But I mean, it was just, we wanted to work with her, you know, and we tried, and we wanted to do it again, and just push the limit.
And we'll be talking to Axel Pedersen and Mans Benson, directors of the real estate screening at the 68th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.